Thank you very much, Chair, Mr. Vice President, for organizing this session. And I want to thank all the panelists for a very lucid presentation of the situation. I think it's we are all much more knowledgeable now about the challenges that are faced on the ground. For me, there are about three issues that I just want to seek clarification on. The first one being that I was listening very carefully to what was said, I got the impression that as the presenters were giving their renditions, I was wondering now whether there is no possibility of stepping on each other's toes, how well coordinated they are, because they're talking about the same thing. Each one seems to have some area that is there, but it's the operating space is the same. So I want to understand what is the mechanism that is on the ground to make sure that there's no duplication and that we really don't fight over resources, which if they were going to be directed through maybe one or two channels, they were going to be much more effective than would actually be the case presently. The second point is that I hear everybody talking about how they will be involved in protection and working towards that. But I just want to know whether it is possible to really just focus on women and children's protection in a general situation where there is no protection at all. How that would be possible, that we can focus attention on protecting women or protecting children. Important as it is, how that can be done in a situation that is generally, it generally lacks protection and it's a situation of lawlessness. So I didn't just get how that is going to be done. And then there's this, of course, the issue of protection also came up. And I agree with the brother from representing the International Committee of the Red Cross that I think what protection are we talking about? What wherewithal do we have maybe as humanitarian actors when we know that the major responsibility is with the states? So how are we assisting the states, or how are we calling upon the states to make sure that they actually honor their obligations? Because humanitarians normally would not have the wherewithal to actually carry out that function. And then the last point that I want to make is that I just want to find out whether after a meeting like this one and the benefiting from the experiences on the ground and the hindsight that we always have and the evolution that always takes place, is there a mechanism to evaluate or review all these things that we are talking about at some point to say, okay, this is what we wanted to do, this is how far we've done, but these are the challenges that we're having, so that we then come up with new strategies rather than, of course, having another meeting, talking about the same thing, and then, of course, expecting a different result. When actually, if you are doing the same thing and in the same context and saying the same thing, it may end up with the same result. So those are the four issues that I thought maybe we can challenge our panelists to respond to at the appropriate time. I thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.